a.m. to 3 p.m. Credit and debit cards are welcome. Proceeds support Northfield Hospital and healthcare scholarships. Check out northfieldbookfair.org for details. We'll see you there.
And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studio, along with Rich Larson, KYMN News Director, we have Tom Nelson, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Fire Chief. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure. I got to start my stopwatch because I feel I've been really getting cheated out of this time. And, you know, the thing is, when I listen to the forward promotion, everyone, is when on radio or TV, you talk about what you're going to be doing next. And you brought up Tom Nelson in this mm-hmm. kind of muted way. But it's always, I'm on the C.C. Lindstroth day. And it's like Spinal Tap puppet show thing. This is, I mean, to be up against C.C. Lindstroth is like, oh, come on. It's like Gilligan's Island and the rest.
You have promised to come on with C.C. at some point, though.
Because yes, we're still trying to do that. And
to wax nostalgic about
the old days at Greenville grade. Park Elementary.
I want to hear CeCe's stories about you when you were in her third grade class.
Oh yeah, there are a few.
She was one of your teachers, right?
I didn't have CeCe as a teacher, but she taught in that, and Greenville was all open at that point, so you can kind of hear everyone.
Okay,
but,
I get it.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Gen X and everything, but going from Hall & Oates to flying cars in there, you know, so I'm kind of in that generation of, oh, let's talk about dial phones, but then also I'm kind of moving into that, hey, you kids get off my yard phase, so we're in the same area, but yeah, we got plenty to talk about, and it sounds like you guys have a really busy morning, so we can dig in and talk a little bit about the Joint Powers Board, because that's always the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, the stopwatch is ruddy, let's talk about it.
And, you know, to try to fit that in compared to, we'll talk about the annual audit we went through, mm-hmm. so that was pretty exciting at the Joint Powers Board this month.
That's neat.
We also, the board approved a hourly wage increase for the firefighters, which there hasn't been a firefighter hourly wage increase since the start of NAFRS, so it's basically 10 years.
Wow.
So it was really good to be able to have that in the budget, to be able to do that, and also to get board support and unanimous. People don't do it for the money, but it is nice at the end of the month to go, oh, well, this is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. I can do something with this money. So it's really a thank you because, again, people don't sign up and say, tell me about the pension. Tell me about the retirement. Tell me about the hourly wage. So that was really the highlights of the Joint Powers Board. You know, we've talked about we got capital equipment. That'll be coming in 25, and so a lot of that is just the sausage making of running the fire department. And so really glad to have a strong, strong supportive board.
Now, you mentioned a couple of things. Number one, capital equipment coming in 2025. Knock on wood, it seems like it's been a long time coming since that vehicle. We've talked about that a number of times. Are you pretty comfortable at this point? Have you visited the factory?
This is
our truck. It's getting built.
Right. You look at those milestones, and the first milestone when you have a custom fire truck is there's the chassis. And so think of it, if you're buying an ambulance, the first thing that comes is the Ford F-550 with nothing behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar for the fire trucks we have. The chassis with the cab comes from a place that makes fire truck chassis and cabs. That will be showing up, I think, this first part of May. It will be showing up at the factory in Osceola, Wisconsin. So that's one of those, first it's a financial landmark because we've got to give them that portion of the payment. And then at least you've got a vehicle and they've got something to build. So especially when you're waiting, it's like anything else. That's the supply chain thing that you're waiting for another manufacturer. As soon as that shows up at the factory that we are using, it's kind of now we can start the time to see when we get it. And so we're hoping end of first quarter, middle of second quarter. That didn't make any sense. First part of 2025 is when we're hoping. Let's pick that up in 3, 2. So, we're excited to have that come in.
Next spring.
Thanks for summarizing. Use that bullet for the news report. So, that's exciting. Another thing is we're going to hopefully see the fire chief vehicle move from the Loner 2013 Blue Taurus with a lot of stickers on it, thanks to City of Northfield Police Department for letting me use that, and a 2024 Tahoe, red in color, just like fire departments have, has left the factory, the Chevy factory in Texas, and is on a train headed this way.
When you walked in this morning, I thought, man, he's like a kid on Christmas.
Right.
Oh, man. just giddy.
Well,
I've told
you about getting pulled over by a Dakota County deputy
no.
about 6 months ago, where they pulled me over, and I thought, okay, they're trying to get this other person. So pulled me over, and the deputy comes up and goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I guess you are legit. And I said, well, that's debatable. But
that was before you opened your mouth.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. So, yeah, that was interesting to have that. And she said, well, the car just looks so sketchy. So, yeah.
But let's talk about that. The fire chief does have a lot of responsibilities and functions within the job. I mean, it's nice to have a new vehicle, but I'm presuming that it is outfitted to have everything that you need.
Right.
There.
You're exactly right. And what, this morning we had a call on the interstate on the exit ramp by Gramps Corners. You know where that is.
I do, yeah.
Of somebody called and says, there's a semi parked there and it's smoking. So I go right to the scene. And so the trucks are coming. But either Sean Simonson or Jesse Faust, assistant chiefs with me, one of the three of us goes to the scene mm-hmm. to give a size up of what's going on, what do we need. And we also carry a whole bunch of stuff. And this car, it's like, hey, you should carry this in the chief's vehicle. So we keep piling on the things. We have a fire extinguisher, four gas monitor to do CO alarms and things, and fire gear. But to be able to get a unit there quickly and give a size up is really important. And so, yeah, it'll be outfitted with lights and siren and the whole deal and respond first out to incidents.
So who gets the Taurus?
Well, I think that's going to probably, I try to get it back while Mark Elliott is still in the chair. So that would be a really good lame duck chief's car police department.
I'm thinking it could be the KYMN company vehicle under the new ownership group.
Oh, it could. You'd have to over-sticker it.
That thing's way too sporty for us, I'm telling you.
No, you don't want to be too flashy.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Let's move on. I want to talk about, we're getting into the burning season.
Yeah.
Summertime is here. We've had a fair amount of rain this month, but we're also in kind of a drought. Let's talk about the outdoor burning season, where we're at. Are there going to be restrictions early, or do you know yet?
Yeah, and I think we are out of the woods now for what? Well, it's wildfires is what they're called mm-hmm. officially. I think we're kind of past that, but what we are deep into right now is open burning. Mm. People wanting to burn out in the townships, and that's fine. The key is, though, is you have to get a permit. And what's weird is your coverage area and our coverage area, we're crossing Dakota County, we're into Rice County. Rice County, you get it through the DNR, and Dakota County, you get it through the fire department. And really, the point is the point is not to make some hassle that you have to get for something. It's that provides a means and a vehicle for dispatch, our 911 center, or Dakota County 911 center, knowing it's happening. Because we get so many, Jeff Mahochik would call it the do-gooder with the cell phone, where I see smoke 2 miles over there, and they call 911, and then the dispatch center hopefully looks and says, oh, we had a burning permit call. That's a valid burning mm-hmm. permit. So we know about it, and then fire doesn't get dispatched. And, there are times when there's a call and they're not sure, and they dispatch us and we go check. But the key thing, we've had two already this year where, 11:30 at night, we get called out in the county and, go out there, and let's say I get there first in this case, and a homeowner out in the county just decided at 11:30 at night, this is a real good time to light this 15-foot pile of evergreen boughs in a kind of a wooded development. And I don't understand. And, well, do you have a permit? Well, I used to get it from the township supervisor. Well, permits haven't been issued by the township for about 20 years. Okay. So anyway, my goal is to educate people. And, you know, the other thing to educate is a recreational fire is a 36-inch, you know, pit or rock or some kind of a thing that is 25 feet away from a building. You can have those countywide, townshipwide, citywide without a permit. But if you decide that I've just got this pile of brush out by the shed, mm-hmm. out in the townships, and I'm going to light it, and if the fire department, and, you know, no fault of yours, but the fire department gets called, and we get out there, you're going to get an invoice. And we've been through this with all the townships and the cities, is that it's a response fee. If you're burning tires and carpet remnants in the burning barrel, you're going to get a response fee and probably a citation from the deputy, because that's illegal burning. You're burning the stuff that's polluting. So we can go back to the burning barrels of Gen Z and Gen X, too, for some of us that remember that.
Now, Rich yesterday ran a story about the city of Northfield doing some controlled burns within you know, city limits here coming up this spring. I'm presuming that Northfield Fire Department will be part of that?
I just wanted to register my shock that you actually listened to my news.
He was doing an air check to see if you needed a pay raise.
There it is. I'm yes, practicing yeah, for my recreational so, future.
I yeah. see. So that's totally exactly right. Prairie Restoration worked with the city of Northfield. They sent burn permits for, I think it was a half dozen of mm-hmm. the different storm retention ponds, is the appropriate term. We went through the burning plan. You know, they do it all the time. But each one of those sites had a burn permit from NAFRS. And each one of those, they had to call down to dispatch and say, we're going to be burning at this address and this address and this address, so that we didn't get the call in dispatch and say there's a fire. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can get a burning permit in the city of Northfield, but we really limit that because you can't just burn a pile of leaves in your backyard in the fall. That's illegal burning. You're supposed to take it to the compost site. And most of the open burning permits that we issue in the city of Northfield are for the Carlton Arb or the St. Olaf Natural Lands or Prairie Restoration or other people that are doing some type of native plant burning.
We got to move on. Of we only have a couple of minutes left. Yeah, until you, we're on the clock.
Here. Well, you know, the new owner's going to give me more time slot, I hope.
Vest Fest. I think we touched on
this a little bit. It's really moving. And again, we said it's really sad to even have to talk about this, but after all the stuff in Burnsville this late winter, I was approached, and Brian Edwards from the ambulance was approached by the VFW and the DJJD, Defeated Justice James Day's Committee, and the VFW Auxiliary, is we want to do something to support you folks and for the situation that we hope you never have happen. But their goal is to raise money for body armor that we can keep in a truck. And same thing with the ambulance, where they can have them, where if something happens where they need, you know, any of us need to move into that warm zone for any kind of an incident, there's a little bit of protection. So that's going to be May 18th. I'm sure I got that right. I hope, Gail, and I have that right. But we're going to be on talking about that, and that's going to be in front of the VFW. They're going to be selling brats and burgers, and we're going to have the fire trucks down there and the ambulances down there on a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Good, thanks. Thanks. So it'll be a good time, but the proceeds are going to go to hopefully buy some more of those, some of those vests.
Real quick. Do you want to talk about your open house next week, too?
Yes, open house. We are hiring. We have the banner out in front of the fire station, and we are really looking to get a bunch of new candidates that we can have come on to Northfield Fire. Come down for the open house. You can try a few of the little physical agility test stations and meet folks and talk about it. So we really hope to get a bunch down there for that open house.
All right. How many firefighters are you going to hire this time around?
We're hoping to get, I'd love to get between 4 and 6.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And that's what day again?
It is the 4th of May, starting at 9 o'clock on a Saturday at the fire station.
It's a week from Saturday.
Sounds good. Tom, thank you so much
for
coming in.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you.
All right.
And
thanks,
we'll
guys.
We'll see you back. That is Tom Nelson, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Fire Chief. You're listening to The One, 95.1 FM at AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich coming by. Look at local news is next on The One.
Now may be the right time for you or a loved one to consider joining Northfield Retirement Community. Leave behind the worry of home maintenance and repairs to join a supportive community welcoming you to your new home. NRC has a variety of housing options to enjoy with your own furnishings and available options of in-home personal care services. Reach out to our caring and compassionate staff when you're ready for a visit, or review all of our living options at northfieldretirement.org. Northfield Retirement Community, innovation, choice, tradition.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota Veterans Affairs Commissioner Brad Lindsay says he hopes Vietnam veterans will take over the Mall of America June 13th through 15th. A three-day event will commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
We'll have things like the American Veterans Traveling Tribute Vietnam Memorial Wall. We'll have historical displays from the Minnesota Military Veterans Museum. We'll have screenings of Vietnam War documentaries and then the resource fair.
Governor Tim Walz and other dignitaries are scheduled to speak at the commemoration program on June 14th. The family of world-renowned polka musician and former Minnesota Senator Florium Shimoleski says he died Tuesday at age 97. The Sturgeon Lake native represented northeastern Minnesota in the Senate from 1970 to 1996. And the Minnesota Vikings have the 11th and 23rd picks in the first round of tonight's NFL draft in Detroit. This is MNN.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials.